You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So now, one forbidden command that is brought, that the wealthy man cannot give more than what is designated. So now, what was the purpose of the half a shekel anyway? Why did he give half a shekel?
To count.
Beautiful, to count. So now, if it's a matter of the counting, it goes without saying, if the Ashir gives more, so then he's going to ruin the counting. It's not going to be accurate counting. So what does it mean? So the Torah says, Ha'ashir lo yarbeh. Why do we have such a command? It goes without saying. So if he gives more money, so then the number will not be accurate. Ah, so what does that mean?
So if someone, let's say, doesn't have the money, maybe.
Chazak Baruch. So now let's say if the half a shekel, they have to give $10. So now the Ani gives 2 and the Ashi gives 8. That's what you mean?
Yeah.
That's what you meant?
Four
okay.
Minutes.
So then that would work. It would be fine.
Yes. As
well as the count. So the counting will stay accurate anyway. Right? So here the Torah says, no, even that, not that the wealthy is overspending, even though that he just trying to make up for the poor, but still it's not permitted to do so. Good? So now, so the purpose of the half of shekel, why the Torah requires half and not full? Why we have to give half?
Because the other half Hashem could
say. And we give half and the other half is Hashem. Ah, beautiful. Very nice. You complete?
We're incomplete. No matter how much we learn and grow, there's still...
Ah, the half means that only through another Yehudi become complete. Is that what it means?
Okay.
That's so
yes.
The message of unity, Achdut,
yes.
Yeah?
There's also a matter of Aman and Rashad, they wanted to give Israel of Kikarim and then Hashem
Barak. Right.
Give half a shekel, so 600,000.
Yeah, but we preceded what Haman was going to do. Good. But the point of matter here is, I don't understand. You give $10. You cannot spend the $10. No? No, you're telling me without another Yehudi, it means that you are not valuable. You don't have any worth. No? That's what, yeah?
Yes.
Huh? You have a half a shekel, you buy some sushi. What's the problem?
You're not trying to buy sushi, you're trying to buy
the
soul of another
Yehudi, and then
told
you. No. Let me say it in English now.
I don't understand
the question. No, I was given the impression that the half shekel means that without another Yehudi, you're not complete. That's what it was mentioned. Yes? Why? Half a shekel, you can do anything you want.
You gotta be united. That's what it is, the whole purpose.
What was John? Half a shekel has worth. You go and do whatever you want. What do you mean? You're nothing without another Yehudi.
Hashem is not doing business. Hashem is counting his people.
If you cut $10 bill in half, has it value?
Oh, Chazak Baruch. No, that's something else. That's something else. That's Chazak Baruch. That's a whole different issue. No. So now it's not that you give a half a shekel and you're nothing with whatever that you're giving. The point out here is, as you heard the pot call, you heard the heavenly voice. So let's say you have a $100 bill and the kids, you know, they thought it's a toy. And then what did they do? They cut it in half. So you have a half a $100 bill. What are you going to do with it?
Nothing.
You're not doing nothing. So now you need another half a $100 bill of you. So then you put it together. They become So that's what the Torah means. So now that a half a shekel is worthless, it means there's a half a shekel that actually is not usable. In practical, you cannot do nothing with it. So now, the message here is, you have to feel your $100 bill that cut in half. So now you know somebody has the other half. What's your feeling toward him?
You don't like him.
Huh? You jump and hug him.
You need him.
You give me the other half. Even though he didn't come to Mincha.
Especially.
Yeah. As long as he has the other half, you're my favorite. So that's what the Torah Hashem is teaching us. The attitude that you have toward another Yehudi is that he's needed. And the problem here is... Tomorrow, Becher, Amara. Yeah, that's the feeling that we have toward one another. But the point here is the half a shekel means, no. You have to have an attitude, a feeling toward another Yehudi that he's helpful, he's needy. Happened to be an interesting story about a kid who started going to Hebrew school, a cheder. After like a month, the Abba wanted to sit with him and say, what did he learn? How can he read? She says, Abba, my Rebbe, my teacher taught me how, you know, the vowels are, the otiyot, the letters and the vowels. I know how to read. Let's see what he taught you. So start reading about the Chumash. He said, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemor Hashem. So what? Read again. Say, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemor Hashem. So where's the Hashem? He said, here, the Rebbe told me, you know, the old Sidurim, when you see two Yuds, it's Hashem's name. You have those Sidurim? Mm-hmm. They don't write the name of Hashem, they wrote two Yuds, two Yudim. So Abba says, fine. He said, Vaydaber Hashem is two Yud. So no, Abba, yeah, there is two yud in the end too. The end of Pasuk, right? End of Pasuk, there's two yud. So now the kid saw two yud in the beginning and two yud in the end. So, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemor Hashem. So Abba said, no. See, you have to know when you have two yudim, next to each other, so that means that represents the Yud looks like a head of Yehudi. When you have two heads of Yehudi next to each other, right? They sit together, they look at one another, they say shalom to each other, say, I'm not coming today, you know,
facing
that represents the name of Hashem. But if you have two Yudim, one on the top of one another, that's the end of the Pasuk. That's finished. So that means, as long as the head of the Yehudi is next to each other, that represents the name of Hashem. But one you then goes on the top of the other there, that means I'm better than you, you don't know nothing, you know, why are you bothering me? How many times do I have to tell you? So then that's the end of the story. So that means as long as the two heads next to each other, that represents the name of Hashem. But if one head goes on the top of the other one, then that's the end of the story. That's the Sof Pasuk. It's the end of the Pasuk. And that's what the Machasit HaShekel is all about. Machasit HaShekel means that we have to know that the only thing that brings joy and pleasure for Ribono Shel Olam when the two heads are next to each other. And that represents the name of Hashem. But Chas v'Shalom, if the one head goes on the top of the other one, ay, 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 that's the end of the story. Shenizkeh, Shesh Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otanu, Shall all the heads will be next to each other. And Bezat Hashem, Shesh Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otanu, Bechodesh Mali Yeshua, and Geulah Shel
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.